Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
We're supposed expected to get an announcement of the winner of the prestigious Man Booker Prize for Fiction today. It's always an auspicious occasion, but it's not usually a necessarily controversial one. This is a prize that goes to, and I quote, the very best book of the year written in English. Here's the problem.
I mean, I'm having parties all day.
Yeah.
My friends have stopped everything.
Absolutely. I mean, did you get the balloons that you needed?
Yeah, you can't rent a limo in town.
Absolutely. But here's the thing. There's a controversy not over which is the best book written in English, but that those who created the shortlist for the Man Booker Prize for Fiction chose things that were too popular, too readable. And in fact, this shortlist is incredibly commercially successful. More than 35,000 copies of these shortlisted books sold in less than 3 weeks. So what's the controversy here? Here to explain, Patrick Henry Bass. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Celeste. Good morning, John.
Hey, Patrick.
All right. So one of the judges for the Booker Prize actually said that they put a focus on readability. And I'm going to quote from her. She said, "We wanted people to buy these books and read them, not buy them and admire them." Why did that become controversial?
Well, the person saying that is Dame Stella Remington. And this year, the Man Booker Prize, which is never without controversy, has had its most controversial, starting with Dame Stella Remington as a chairperson. Dame Stella Remington is a former M15, if we know what that means. And she also writes commercial fiction detective stories. So let's start with her as chairperson of the esteemed judges. Then the Man Booker Prize decided to award Beryl Bainbridge. They decided to award her posthumously. And so they took the vote to the public. So the public could vote online for their best Beryl story, which outraged Beryl's fans. First of all, she had been shortlisted 5 times and had never won a Man Booker Prize. So people had already felt a cheapening of the Man Booker Prize, but what they felt was sort of a gimmick and a stunt because they'd never honored Beryl during her lifetime.
I think you mean MI5 when you're speaking about Stella Remington, the spies agency there in Britain. But what this called up is this discussion about whether or not readability necessarily means not high quality. It's opened up a can of worms, as I see it. And a lot of people are weighing in on both sides. Does a book, because it's popular, suddenly become not great?
Right. Well, exactly. Well, I want to get to that, but I also want to just one of the headlines that came out of the Man Booker Prizes was they award an international award, and this year they awarded Philip Roth, and one of the judges resigned because she resigned from giving the award to Philip Roth because she felt that he writes about the same thing. So heading into the shortlist recently, there was already controversy with the Man Booker Prize. So once Dame Stella Remington said that she wanted readability over admirability, and the list was revealed, and only one of the people shortlisted, Julian Barnes, he had been nominated for or shortlisted for a Man Booker Prize previously, and the other authors had not. So that's what got everyone's knickers in a twist in England. So these were books that were well received by the public even before they were shortlisted for the Man Booker Prize. So Andrew Kidd, who's a very, very well-known literary agent, has decided to create his own awards, which
right,
would be the Literature
calling
Prize.
The Literature Prize, and he thinks the Booker judges are dumbing down, as you said, and this has called up another problem, which in the UK, the poet laureate even weighed in and said he thinks it's ridiculous that people would be separating readability from quality.
Exactly. Well, I think that Dame Stella Remington's choice of the word readability is all about are you essentially saying that a book like The Life of Pi is not readable? Are you saying that The English Patient isn't readable? Are you saying that all of the previous Man Booker Prizes that have won before are not readable?
They want to make sure.
Nye Paul is not readable.
They want to make sure there's no more Finnegan Wakes. Finnegan's Wake, I guess. Finnegan's Wake could never win.
Yeah. All right. But, I mean, Patrick, let's just talk about the value of these awards then, because I want to be perfectly frank with you. There are a lot of award-winning books that I cannot make it through. I mean, there are a lot of books that get awards for high literary content
That's
or high quality
prize.
Of writing.
That's
yeah, that,
prize,
that would be
yeah.
my, if I were a judge, that I can't read all the way through, or if I do, I'm forcing myself to do it. And that would what appears to be at the heart of this controversy.
Right. Do you know the name of last year's Booker Prize winner, John or Celeste?
Actually, I do because I just focused on him a moment
headlines.
Ago. Let me get it.
Okay. Oh, wow. Well, okay, so we're eating up my airtime, so you can find the,
no,
the winner
no.
of last year's
The Finkler
award.
Jacobson. Jacobson.
Absolutely. But that, yeah. well, therein lies the challenge right there because, you know, people don't remember that particular book. And the Man Booker Prize, which is one of the youngest of the literary prizes, but it also, and you know, since 1968, but it's also become one of the most esteemed to booksellers around the world and to the literati. So while the Nobel Prize winner, you know, just 2 weeks ago, who is he, John? Do we remember him?
The Nobel Prize for Literature?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's
see,
a good
see, there
that's,
we go.
You nailed me.
Transtroma, remember? Tomas Transtroma.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's
everyone
right.
quickly
the
forgets
poet.
The Nobel Prize winner, but people still remember, you know, the English patient. They still remember Vidya Naipaul because the Man Booker Prize, it does wonders for a career around the world and also with booksellers. You know, international editions, you know, published by, you know, by the, you know, just gazillions published, really. So that, you know, that's a gross overstatement, but people tend to know the Man Booker Prize winner. And Jacobson, it was sort of like a dud. It just sort of landed, you know, like a huge thud. And so the Man Booker Prize is really competing for relevancy within England as well as around the world. And so I think that Dame Stella Remington and the panel of judges wanted to make sure that they got it right this year and to make sure that people still remember the Man Booker Prize really does matter. And I think they've done that because we're still talking about it.
Well,
we
who do you think's going to win?
Yeah.
Who do you think's going to win, Patrick?
I think hands down it's going to be Julian Barnes for The Sense of an Ending, not just because he has been shortlisted four times before. It's just an extraordinary novel. And Blame Canada, if S.E. Adegyan's Half-Blood Blues takes the prize, who I'm thinking that she may be one of the I'm thinking that she may be the surprise winner. Man Booker Prize, since 1968, has only awarded one person of color.
Well, then that would be a thing. Patrick Henry Bass, Takeaway Contributor, Senior Editor at Essence Magazine.
Thank you, Celeste. I'm heading back to being an MI5.